miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, as you know, the Griffith Show is coming up. We have our very own show bag again.
Yes.
Very excited for this.
So much great stuff in it this year.
And you know what? We thought we need to get just that one special item that everyone really wants to get their hands on.
Yeah, that one high-ticket item that you just cannot buy.
Exactly right. So joining us right now, we have Andy by Hamish's CEO, Hamish Blake, joining us. He is CEO of the fastest selling fragrance in Australian history. Good morning, Hamish.
Morning,
Blake.
Hamish.
God, please tell my yoga teacher I'll be there in a second. Good morning, guys. How are you? Sorry, as a CEO, I barely get time for myself. I've got my private yoga teacher here. She's going to grab a chai tea. I'm very happy to talk. How are you?
Oh, we're doing very well, thank you. Now, this is super exciting. The first run of Andy by Hamish sold out. Unprecedented demand for the product.
Yeah.
You had to do some schmoozing, though, for it to get re-released by from the ambassador.
Yeah, well, spot on. I mean, welcome to the life of the CEO. We set sales records a lot with the first run, as you said, not just the fastest-selling smart casual fragrance of all time, which would be easy because it's the first ever smart casual fragrance, but the fastest selling fragrance in Australian history. No one was anticipating it. I hoped for it. Obviously, that's why I launched the product and picked Andy as the ambassador and the face and the name, because I've always thought he's the full package for fragrances. That hunch turned out to be correct, but left me in a bind because now we have incredible demand and no supply. And unfortunately, the contract I had with Andy only agreed to one run, so I did need, that was dumb from me, but I was a young CEO back then, not the experienced campaigner I am now, so I did need his say-so to launch a second run. We do have a second run coming out November 17th.
Yes!
But at the moment, we're in a trough. We're in a bit of a, there is no fragrance at the moment. I mean, I've got one or two bottles in my safe deposit box at an undisclosed bank, but I mean, they're probably some of the only unopened bottles on the planet at the moment.
Wow. So there's four special editions coming, isn't there?
There is. Very, very exciting. We've taken a leaf from the Apple playbook here. You don't just release one product, you blow the market away with four. Now, if you talk to Andy about this, he would say such negative Nancy things as, oh, it's just the same thing, you've only just slightly altered the packaging. Not true. Whilst they are all obviously the same fragrance in there, same bottle, same fragrance, the packaging itself is stunning and will give you a different feel. If you want the normal bottle, we're still selling that. That's now known as the Classic Edition. There's also a limited edition, which has the words limited edition on the top. There's a signature edition. Now, Andy refused to sign the bottle, but I was able to write the word signature across the front,
right,
the packet. So there, that is the signature edition. There's also probably the one I'm most proud of is the Seduction Edition, which is Andy. It says Seduction Edition on the top, but as an added kicker, it has a very, very cleverly photoshopped wink from Andy. he says it makes it look like his eyes have been stung by bees and they've swollen shut. I'm a CEO. I'm not the best guy at Photoshop. I did my best. I cut and pasted a closed eye and I put it over his wink. I put it over his open eye. It looks like a wink. I think it looks like a wink. I think it looks like a very human, natural wink. He's just got a few issues with the fact that it looks like he's been punched. But look, I think it's productive and I think it will work.
Now, Hamish, obviously these are very, very exciting and sought after. Is there a chance that we can snag, oh, I don't know, like 100 bottles of this for our show bags?
Yeah. Why don't I give you 100 bottles taped to a unicorn horn and fly them there in my special Volkswagen that goes at the speed of light?
All That'd of be perfect.
Are just as likely to happen as me having 100 bottles lying around. Are you kidding me? Well, would you ask Kanye for 100 pairs of sold-out Yeezys?
You know what? I'd give it a shot.
No, we had to ask, Hamish.
And that's why everyone loves you guys, because you're audacious and you dream big, and the world needs dreamers. But realistically, guys, I mean, you're asking for hen's teeth. You're not just asking for one hen's tooth here. You're asking for enough to make several pairs of Hollywood-quality hen's dentures. And I don't have that many hen's teeth. It's impossible. Like I said, I've got two bowls. in my own personal collection.
We'll just take those. We're happy with those.
No. Yeah. Like I said, if you're doing the old Hamish before I was the CEO, I probably would have crumbled.
All right.
But now I'm a CEO. I love this. I love this kind of negotiation. I'm known as a hard-nosed CEO. It's a firm no, but here's where I can give you something, because obviously I'm aware that if we as a station are going to do this show bag, it's a little bit, well, I think it's a little bit insulting if the drive show can't be included in the show bag.
Yeah.
So I, from another one of my lesser successful merchandising ventures.
Perfect for Griffith, then.
Yeah.
We do still have quite a lot of Hamish and Andy napkins.
Yes!
Sold. We'll take
them. You're taking? Yeah, done.
Here's what I can offer you guys. How many do we need for the show bags?
Well, there's 100 show bags.
I'm going to give you 100 napkins. That's two packs of 50. So this comes out of my own. This is a personal expense I will bear.
Yep.
So I'll personally wear the 16 cents a packet of both. So that's 32 cents. I'm in the hole now.
Yep.
I'll cop that. Then using my, here's the kicker, here's the sweetener.
Yeah.
Using my own personal bottle of Andy by Hamish, I will open up the napkin packets before I send them to you, because they are shrink-wrapped in bundles of 50.
Yeah.
And I will waft the napkins. So you will receive Andy by Hamish-centered Hamish and Andy branded napkins. Now that's got to count for something.
That is Hamish, amazing.
You are a god. We will bow down to you.
But all I ask in return is that by November 17, when the Fragrance 3 launches, we haven't lost any of the excitement for the fragrance. Otherwise, we will have literally thousands of bottles sitting on shelves for something that was only relevant months ago. So I beg of you, Griffith, remember, maintain the rage. The bottles are coming.
Well, I do believe we sold out here in Griffith pretty much, 10 minutes after they went on sale?
I tried to get one at 4:30 in the afternoon. What an idiot I was.
This is so silly, because we've done a lot of stuff on the radio show, and there's a lot of things I'm proud of, and I've had a lot of fun across our careers, and I hope it continues for many decades to come. And I can't really say this to Andy, but one of my personal career highlights is a small collection of photos I've got from the front of Chemist Warehouse stores with varying signs saying things like, "I'm sorry, we're sold out of Andy by Hamish, please don't ask." There was one Chemist Warehouse that had to put a billboard out the front apologise, we're out of Andy by Hamish. And for me, that's a real career highlight.
Well, that says a lot about your time together, Hamish Blake. Well, thank you so much for those napkins. That is great news for our show bag. And you can catch, obviously, Hamish and Andy this afternoon from 4 o'clock, and they drive you home. And November 17th, Chemist Warehouse exclusively, Andy by Hamish. Hamish Blake, CEO. Get into that yoga class, mate.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, just squeezing into my Lululemon now. I can't wait. Good luck with the show back. They sound terrific.
Thanks, Hamish.
Australian Survivor, 7:30 on Win.
It's getting to the pointy end.
Jury members are getting added left, right and centre, and it seems blindsiding is the only way to vote someone out of the competition. And Tessa was on the end of that last night, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
Another blindside. Didn't see it coming?
Did not see it coming at all. They did so well.
Now, Tessa, let's talk about Lockie. You want him out because you think he's a bit of a threat, but he hasn't won any individual challenges. So is he really a threat?
Yeah, look, that really undermined my argument, didn't it? But I was looking at him as someone who was never really going to work with me in this game, and he was a big threat to take out immunity. He was always up the top of the challenges, and I knew we were getting to the end of these kind of endurance ones that were more my thing, and it was definitely going to start heading into some more like, you know, obstacle course type things that Lockie was really good at.
Oh, okay, so you're banking on the challenges changing. So
we had a lot of endurance ones.
Yeah, you did, like holding the poles and balancing the balls and all that type of thing, which I find interesting, because I was sitting on the couch watching last night thinking to myself, Tessa, you're a madwoman. You've won one. He hasn't. Like, how is he a threat?
Yeah, I know. I mean, and looking back at it, gosh, I could have targeted so many other people. I could have targeted nobody and just sat really quietly. And honestly, I probably wouldn't have been voted out. But that's not how I went in to play this game. And Lockie was somebody I really wanted to take out. So, you know, I don't regret trying to make it happen, but I regret the way that I went about it.
Hmm. Now, if you had your time again, what would be the biggest thing that you'd change?
oh my God, I made so many mistakes. I didn't think so much.
I think you're the first person to say you've made mistakes.
Yeah, everyone else said, oh, we're happy with the game,
Yeah, no, look, I love the game and it was so much fun and I'm really proud of what I did. I'm proud that I never gave up. I tried so hard every single day out there, but I made a ton of mistakes. I mean, one day I would be really conscious of making sure Luke felt in charge and that he was entertained by what we were going to do. Like, I was really aware of that with the Henry vote. And then the next minute I'm telling him what to do and I'm watching this on TV. I'm like, no, Tessa, you know you don't do that. Like, he has to feel like he's in charge. He has to be excited and feel like it's a blindside. And I know how to do that. I just forgot to do it.
Hindsight. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It sure is. Hey, now let's talk. You're now a member of the jury, which is there's at the moment. There's Jared, there's Annalise, there's yourself and Henry. Now, what I'm curious, if Lockie makes it to the final two, are you just not going to vote for him regardless because he was a massive threat? Or do you see the way he played the game was pretty good? And how are you going to base your vote on the jury is what I'm trying to ask.
I'm a huge Survivor fan, so I am all about the game and people who had a real strategic vision and a plan and actually, you know, were consciously getting themselves to the end and not just like bulldozing their way through.
So Tara wouldn't get your vote then?
I won't comment, but no, I actually think that Lockie was playing a great game and it wasn't just his physical presence that made him a threat to me. I thought he was really great at making people follow him, and he, you know, he had Tara in his pocket. He basically had two votes, so to me that was really dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, cannot wait to see how it plays out. It's on again 7:30 tonight on Win. Tessa, you played a good game. Couple of regrets, but you did an all right job. Well done.
Thanks so much, guys.